Transfiguration, God the Father had a message that he wanted to give to Jesus' disciples. And as a result, he has a message that he wants to give to you and to me today. It's the same message. They needed to hear it, and we certainly need to hear it in our day and age. The message is this. This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. Why such a message? What I would like to do this morning is to place the emphasis in this phrase just a little bit differently than we usually do. Usually it is read as I just read it, but place the emphasis differently, and I think you will get God's message to us today very, very quickly. This is my son. Listen to him. You hear the emphasis? This is my son. This one. No one else. And the importance of that phrase is evident. Jesus is, as we know, as the witness of Scripture tells us, the Son of God. The second person of the Trinity, if you want to get theological about it. He is the Son of God. Jesus says elsewhere, I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's that closely related to God, not only in being, but in purpose, in mission. The plan of salvation that God has revealed is just that. The plan of salvation that God initiated, that God put into action. The plan of salvation is His. And that means the plan of salvation is to be viewed as such. Not as something that any other human being can take and do what they want with. It is God's. This is my son, he says. This is. That means he knows my mind. He knows my plan of salvation. Therefore, listen to him. Now, why that second phrase? Well, very simply, there are a whole lot of voices that are clamoring for our attention today in the religious realm, in the salvation realm, if you will. There are many voices in our day and age, first of all, claiming to be the Son of God. Some of the more well-known ones, of course, in our lifetimes have been Sun Myung-moon. He claimed to be the Son of God, the Messiah, who came to finish the work that Jesus didn't finish. David Koresh, the Waco, Texas individual who claimed to be the Messiah. And so it goes. And such people draw countless thousands of followers because those people are listening to them and their particular brand of salvation, whatever it might be, brought about through firepower, or brought about through repopulating the earth. God says, this, Jesus, is my son. Listen to him. And then there's that voice, of course, that we hear quite often, especially in the Eastern religions, or at least originating in the Eastern religions. The voice of inner light and tranquility. There's your salvation. However that is worded, become one with the universe. Become one with yourself. Become one with humankind. Become one with the animal kingdom. Become one with the vegetable kingdom. Become one with whatever. Salvation lies in reaching that inner state of inner peace and tranquility, of nirvana. And there are countless thousands who listen to such a message of salvation. And it's very enticing. Boy, I wish I could have the peace that person does. Maybe there is something to this Buddhism. This is my son. Listen to him. Oh, and then there is that inner voice telling us that salvation lies in doing good. We must do good. We must do this, that, and the other thing to better the place in which we live, to better those around us. And certainly if we live a life chock full of doing good, God will indeed smile upon that, and there are countless thousands falling into that trap. Believing that salvation is accomplished by something that they do or something that they avoid doing. God comes and says to you and to me this morning, this is my son. Listen to him. And then there's the one voice which tells us that the human being is divine. I've heard this one recently. That God is basically every individual. That God resides in the individual. That the individual is God, you see. It's inside of you. And they try to tell us that's what Jesus meant when he said, the kingdom of God is inside of you. Human possibility. Think of the possibilities if we all just lived the God-like life that is a part and parcel of us. It is so ironic. And again, I found myself laughing this past week. Actually, not laughing, but close to yelling. Watching the TV, and the commercial comes on for this new movie about Jesus. I forget the name of it even. Jesus, maybe it's Jesus of Nazareth. I don't know what it is. And they've got a commentator, of course, spliced in, telling us about the movie. And these are his words. You'll hear it sometime if you're watching closely sometime. And the commercial comes on. These are his words. It, the story of Jesus, it is the story of human possibility. That's what Jesus becomes for those who believe that the human being is God and can indeed live God-like. This is my son. Listen to him, God says. These others are not my son. These other voices are not one with me. These other voices haven't a clue about anything when it comes to salvation. Hear him. Listen to him. He'll tell you. The disciples needed to hear it, the original disciples, because they heard many voices also, beckoning for their attention. And as we listen to Jesus, what do we hear him say? Well, the very first clue comes to us from the Mount of Transfiguration from Luke's account, if you recall. When Jesus is overheard speaking with Moses and Elijah about the Exodus, literally the Exodus that he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. What Exodus? Not his exit from the world, but mankind's exit from the guilt of sin. And that's what one hears from the lips of Jesus time and time and time again. That the forgiveness of God is in him and is free for all people, no matter who they are, no matter what economic strata they find themselves in, no matter what social strata they find themselves in. The forgiveness of God is there for all, and he has come to accomplish that. God says, listen to him. If you want to know what salvation is, listen to my son. He'll tell you. All of the other voices that we hear in our day and age might sound convincing, they might sound good, they might sound very appealing, but they are not the voice of the Son of God. They are not the voice that God the Father wishes us to be listening to. Well, you see, there is only one plan of salvation. Only one. And it comes from the heart of God the Father, carried out through God the Son. And that is the plan of forgiveness of sin for a sinful human race. Oh, we need to hear it today, this message. So, my Father, if you would, please say it once again. This is my Son. Listen to him. Amen. Our candle this morning is the best.